gonna write me a letter. I'm gonna telephone every town I know.
This is Cassandra Wilson from her latest CD, Loverly. The idea here was to take standards from the classic American songbook. Then she fused them with modern sonics, African rhythms, and of course her own unique vocal style. Wilson has been reimagining old standards since high school, except for a brief stint when she worked as an assistant public affairs director at a television station in New Orleans. She told me that her career didn't really take off until the early 1980s, when she found herself in New York looking for yet another TV job.
My husband at the time, Anthony Wilson, was offered a job with his uncle in East Orange, New Jersey. So I had to travel with him. And when we arrived, I tried to get another job in television because I thought that that's what I would be doing. Well, when you go from a place like New Orleans to the number one market in the world, it can be very difficult. And so I had the hardest time finding a job in television, so I decided to start playing music again. So I went out to a lot of jam sessions and met some musicians, and pretty soon I was back into that whole scene.
What does it do to you when you go up on stage? What do you feel like?
It's very exciting. There's a rush. It's a high. I am thinking about, or feeling, rather, the audience. There are great expectations. There's great hope for what we're going to perform for the audience. And there are a lot of feelings, you know, and it's all very joyful.
Let's move to Loverly. This album to me seems very much, it's leisurely as well as loverly. It is an album where you're taking your time with the songs. How did you go about choosing the songs, first of all?
Really, we had no idea of what we were going to do. And the musicians are of such a caliber that you bring them into a situation like that and you can call off, you know, just about any tune. And because they're standards, everyone knows them. And if they don't know them, they really can access them quickly.
I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky was blue, the night was cold. The moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Some people won't know them as standards, though. I mean, some of you have listeners of all ages and all backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And if someone's coming to some of these songs fresh, they may not know very much about them. What do you do to make your music appealing to both people who don't have a lot of music history and people who have listened to various versions of songs over many years?
Well, I think you have to make it very particular and very specific to the time. And you also have to make it specific to how you feel about the song and what you want to emphasize in the piece. And you can look at the harmonic structure of the song and make some changes there that are going to be interesting or fascinating for the musicians to perform and therefore make it interesting for the audience. I think the whole point is to, you know, it's win-win. If you are happy about the music, then I think the audience picks that up and they feel that and they enjoy it too.
Now on this album you have some percussion. You have a Nigerian percussionist and you have some ways of inserting African percussion into songs. Tell me about your process of working with the percussion to try to shape some new sounds.
It was really great to work with Lekan Babalola. I've known him for over 20 years. He was the one, really, who suggested the use of African rhythmic patterns as the underpinning for most of the songs on Loverly.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan.
And I thought it was interesting, you know, and a great approach, because when you think about jazz, you have to think about what the music was before Broadway. You know, I tried to imagine what the music sounded like in the very beginning. You know, what did the music of Congo Square sound like?
This is so exciting. You are so inviting.
You know, all of these images came, and we just work with those drums and work with fashioning the pieces around them.
Of you beside me here beneath the blue.
The song Caravan, it sounds like you were really having a good time with that one. Tell me about what that was like to record, why you chose it.
Ooh, Caravan is a very exciting piece because it's exotic. You know, you're imagining all of these things that are, you know, that are of the desert. It was nice to give it that twist, to actually imagine the sounds of the drums in the desert and to weave in and out of the music.
Now, you recorded this album at a house in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
What was the setup? I mean, what was it like to record in a home instead of a studio, and why did you make that choice?
I love to record in homes. I love it because you can change the dynamic much more inside of a home than you can in a studio. Most studios are the same. The musicians, when they enter a studio, have a very strong sense of the control room. You know, that's the place where the engineer has this huge board, and he's pressing buttons, and he's moving things, and it's like, you know, kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, he's the guy that's controlling everything. I thought it would be great to perform in a house where the engineer was somewhere far away from the musicians in a room, and you never see the engineer. You can hear him, but you can't see him. And that's the musicians react to that in a different way, and I think they share the music in a more open fashion than they would if they are isolated in booths and they have to communicate through the engineer's apparatus.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby lying there. He was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, and so fair. Let him go, God bless him. Wherever he may be, he can look this whole wide world over, but never find a sweet girl like me.
You have done so many different types of music. You have even done the Monkees, you know. What's coming up next for you? I mean, I don't know if you've already started work on another album or thought about it, but what direction do you think you're headed in next?
I have no idea. I really don't. I'm still very much inside of this project because you don't leave it just because you finish recording it. You have to begin to think about how to create the live performance of it. So that's a whole other dimension. And so you have to live with this music. And I always say that the music always ends up so much broader than what you have on the recording, because the recording represents the beginning. And once you go out on the road and you play it, and of course each night you're going to try to do something different with it. So it just grows and grows and grows until it's time for the next project.
Well, Cassandra Wilson, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That was singer Cassandra Wilson talking about her latest project, Loverly. She spoke to us from the NPR studios in New York City.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air with one